Hello.
How are you, Andrew?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You got an election coming right up.
We seem to have something like that coming up. Yeah, a selection of some kind.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to get interesting. Did you happen to notice the email I sent you about Galloway?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, Galloway's a funny character.
Very much so.
Because, I'll tell you for why, because he's been on some UK talk shows talking about 9/11, and he's kind of gone backwards and forwards with it. You know, on the one hand, he says he doesn't believe the official story, but then another time he says he doesn't think there was anything but terrorists involved or something. So it's really weird, you know.
Yeah, so, I checked his riding, and he appears to be in a poor part of London now.
Right.
Which is quite a ways from you, so.
I think it's Brixton, is it? Is it in Brixton or something?
Well, he got kicked out of the Labour Party, eh?
Yeah, he became an independent, I think.
Well, he's got a strange little party, but.
It's a respect party, yeah. That's what it's called.
Yeah. But why I sent you the email was because of his issues and your concerns and the fact that, I don't know if you clicked on the links, but he was, as a member of parliament, with no criminal record, he was banished from Canada.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't think I clicked on the link, but I saw what you'd written about him being banned from Canada. I didn't know that. That was news to me.
Yes. Well, a lot of people don't know about that because it's not well publicized.
Mm.
But on the day I sent you the email was the day before his very questionable lawyers, who I know, were going to argue in federal court to have him not banished from Canada. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is supporters, and if you noticed, I sent his supporters the same emails I sent you, but you were in the BCC line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sort of gathered most of that, yeah.
Yeah, because they are Muslims.
Yeah.
And believe you me, you don't want to tangle up with the wrong ones then.
Yeah.
But anyway, what's incredibly interesting is Canada can banish anybody they wish if they have a criminal record.
Right.
We have the same queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is a member of parliament.
Yeah.
And Andrew, if you decided to come to Canada, the Queen better have a goddamn good reason to stop you from coming to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want to come say hi to Dave, right? As long as you don't have a criminal record, she better have a good reason not to banish you.
Yep. Yep.
So they took the crown to federal court, which is the proper jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And sued the Queen for banishing a member of parliament from Canada.
Weird.
Do you know how fucking interesting that is?
Very interesting.
Yeah, and nobody's talking about it.
Mm.
That said, he had a bunch of supporters bring fire trucks and stuff to Gaza. Got the Israelis all mad at him. He got thrown out of Egypt. Got the Egyptians all mad at him.
But
our particular mandate in our parliament right now is so pro-Zionist, it'll make you sick.
Mm-hmm.
And the opposition is no better.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go to, I don't know if you have B'nai B'rit over there, but it's a, an association in Canada, which is a pro-Zionist organization like Jewish Defense League. I don't know if you saw where I took them on. But Ignatieff, who's from the Ukraine, and most of the Zionists who pretend they're Jews are actually of Russian heritage from a couple hundred years ago. They're not really Semites.
Right.
And it's funny when they call somebody anti-Semitic, I go, well, aren't Muslims, like the people from Syria and Egypt, aren't they Semitic? How can they be anti-Semitic? They are Semitic.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But the true Jews, the fellows that really are Semitic, who ancestors do come from the dirt around, actually the true Jews, their ancestors actually come out of Egypt and took Israel. You know what I mean? That's in the Bible, right?
Right.
But anyway, all that said, this Galloway guy was a member of the Labour Party.
He was.
When they went into Iraq.
Yeah.
So how's his conscience about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's all... To me, I can't work Galloway out. I think he just seems to be one big troublemaker. He's like a diplomatic bomb that they send around the world to basically bomb out, you know, and create diplomatic... I agree.
I think he's a British Member of Parliament version of Alex Jones.
That's a pretty good analysis. Yeah.
Like he waves a flag, and anybody who's concerned about some sort of social injustice runs to him, and they're following a Pied Piper.
Yeah. That's probably, I mean, they can pick out people and, you know, and, sweep them around or sweep them up, you know, from behind Galloway.
Now, that said, did you ever talk to that young fella, Justin Prim?
No, I didn't.
I notice he's online right now as you and I are online. That's why I called.
All right. No, I haven't got his contact details or anything. Or if you sent them, I didn't sort of look at them.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at his website again here recently. And it's all changed around, and I'm not sure if he has a radio show or not anymore. But the original website was, I think, something like For All of Us.
Well, yeah, I remember that as well, yeah.
And it was out of England, out of people not too far from you.
Okay.
And they had their own talk shows, and I don't know if you listened to any of the shows, but
no,
the master disaster of those radio shows sounds like a very reasonable fella. And British, right? And he gave Justin his own radio program. And then I noticed a couple of months ago, Justin, who flies off at the handle, thought that the British fella, I've forgotten his name, had slammed him.
Oh.
And he just responded viciously to the very fellas that were giving him the radio show.
Ah.
And all that had happened was somebody was playing him, you know, somebody pretending to be somebody. And he quickly realized his error, and he was man enough to apologize all over the place, up and down. I don't think this young fella's a bad fella at all, and he's very clever and very well read. And I talked to him just before I went into the woods. And he was asking me to come on the show, and I said, "You don't understand, Justin. I'm on the move," and I was, and I was gone. You know.
Yeah.
But I sent him lots of stuff, and I've been on the internet quite regularly in the last month and a half, at least. You must have noticed me, you know, since I found
the
internet connection and can use this car. And he has not once asked me a question.
Right.
So. my thinking there was, is he doesn't believe me as most don't.
Mm.
But okay. I don't. I remember when I was talking on Dr. Carly's show, and I told you to listen to it. It was in July of last year.
Yeah, I listened to that one because I remember, because he was going on about guns, and you said no, basically. Don't go into the gun thing because it's just trouble, you know.
Yeah, but before that, before he and I got into it, you know, you say something like that on there, they will use your words against you anytime they can. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And in Canada, when you talk words like that, the RCMP will lock you up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you said that to him, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you got to be careful what you say. Now, he's a young fellow and a hothead, right? As I said. But I said what I said for my benefit, not his.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wanted, you are who you associate with. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they put people in jail just because you had coffee with the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got to be careful who you associate with.
Mm-hmm.
All that said, earlier, Dr. Carly was singing Judy Wood's praises.
Yeah.
He admitted he didn't know who Judy Wood was. And Dr. Carly was going to make your movies. Make copies of your movies.
And send them to him, yeah. I remember saying that, yeah.
And he was going to promote them.
Apparently, right? So
I suggested that you get on his show, but not for South Carolina's benefit, for the benefit of the people in your neighborhood, the people that actually control that channel.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
And what I was trying to relate then was play politics.
Right.
Now, when's your election?
Oh, have you got any date for the election yet?
It's less than a week.
I'm just asking my wife.
It's less than a week, right?
All right. It's the 6th of May.
Yeah, so it's just days away.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I know, and believe you me, I'm a very fierce political animal and well-studied. Most people have the attention span of a gnat. And it is what is said this week will affect the people that are sitting on the fence. There's all these people who will always vote conservative and always vote Labor no matter what. But you are going to have a minority government with that third party sitting in the catbird seat ruling the roost. Mark my words.
Well, I think the dark horse, if there is one, is Nick Clegg, who's the Lib Dem leader.
Yeah,
he's got some quite interesting connections, apparently.
Yeah, he's not going to win the mandate.
No.
And I'm not going to be so bold to say it's going to be Labor or Conservative, but I suspect it will be Labor.
Mm.
The reason I say that is people will vote for the devil they know rather than the devil they don't. And he seems to have a grip on economics, and that's what people seem to be worried about. They forgot all about Iraq. The third party, that fellow that caused a splash in your debates, has garnered a following. He will get his share of seats, but nothing that will hold any sort of a minority mandate. But he will get some seats. And I suspect that the Labor will have a minority mandate, and they will need the support of his party or the Conservatives to hold that mandate. You know what I mean? So, by knowing the way things are in Canada, Stephen Harper has kept a minority government since 2006. Now, traditionally, they only last about a year, but he's kept one since 2006 because he courted the third party.
Yeah.
So that fellow there, he's going to rule the roost just because he has the Labor Party by the nuts.
Yeah.
Now, Galloway, the reason for the call.
Okay.
I will be surprised if he gets elected this time. Okay?
Okay.
And believe you me, he wants to get elected. I don't know, but if you could somehow get on that For All of Us show.
Right.
And talk about Galloway. And
right.
me in the same sentence.
Right.
He might say my name.
Galloway might, or the chap on the radio show.
Galloway.
All right.
If Galloway says my name in your country,
yeah,
it will be so that he can embarrass Stephen Harper.
I see. I see.
Never forget, he's in court, right?
Okay.
Galloway does not care about what happens to Stephen Harper's mandate. Galloway wants to stay on the gravy train.
Yeah.
Right? If Galloway, in the last days of the election, can hit the media any way he can, I think he'll do it.
I think you're right.
Now, I think he did not read my emails. You understand?
He probably didn't.
No. I suspect the Muslims who are handling them will never tell him about me. All the email addresses to him are Muslims. You understand? Right?
Right.
However, if he hears his name and mine in the same sentence, right? For instance, there's nothing to stop you in England. I don't have a phone, right? But you might, if you search through your memory, might have a friend in his riding.
Yeah, I could probably, I don't know if I've got a friend down that way, but it's not beyond the bounds of possibility.
Well, 6 degrees of separation, I bet you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Right? Mm. Well, all you've got to do is flip the email I sent you to your nest of friends. Right? And say, look what this Dave Amos sent to Galloway. Right? And it's a very innocent email. There's no attachment or anything. Right? But when they won't believe me, they might believe you because you're their friend.
Possibly, yeah.
Right? So they click on that attachment, and the first thing they see is the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada 6 years ago knew who Dave Amos was. The Governor General of Canada, Senator John McCain, Ted Kennedy, bunch of fellas running for president, the Governor General of Canada, Elliot Spitzer, and lo and behold, even the Department of Homeland Security. How come Mr. Calloway doesn't know who Dave Amos is?
Yeah.
Legitimate question.
Yeah.
And I don't mind if people slur me, slander me, call me names. Just say my name. Say my name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a legitimate question. Now, whereas he's running for an obscure party, I don't know if he's a leader of that party or not, but if he is a leader or in the executive of that party, he cannot say that his concerns are only to his particular riding or his particular constituency. For instance, if you were to contact the leader of the Labour Party, right? He can't dismiss you because you're not in his riding. He has to answer your concerns because he's leader of the party that's running in your riding. Right? Galloway has the same problem. So let's suppose he is leader of that independent party. Right? If you send him the email and send it to the fella that's Labour Party and Conservative Party in your riding and an independent, if there happens to be one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give them all the same stuff. You're sharp for the internet. You could forward emails to beat the band.
Mm-hmm.
Without spamming, you know what I mean?
But right.
One thing that I would do is make sure everybody knows that everybody else knows. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I do. I'm not being secretive. I'm being secretive to you because you have a family to protect.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But to ask a man that seeks your vote whether he thinks a friend of yours is crazy or not is a legitimate question.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, I just uploaded a YouTube just now.
Yeah.
They just bailed out Greece there last night.
Did they?
Yeah. $152
billion. God.
They had to. They had to.
Yeah.
Are you aware that they're suing Goldman Sachs?
Greece are.
No. The SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission.
Oh, are they? No, I wasn't aware of that.
Do you know who Goldman Sachs are?
Well, basically, they're one of the biggest, most corrupt banks that there is my understanding.
And not, they're more than that. They're one of the banks that control the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
They are.
Right.
Now, Obama wanted to put some regulations back into the banks.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans were bucking it, of course, because, you know, the banks got more lobbyists than anyone. I think they got like 2,800 lobbyists. I think they got 5 lobbyists for every congressman.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Obama pulled something I still can't get my head around. Now, they say this and they say that, and I disagree with all of it. And the thing about it is, I don't know why the fuck he did it, because this could cause a major fucking recession.
Yeah.
Major. And I'm thinking, is that what they're after?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly.
And well, but no, because last night they gave Greece 150-some billion. So if they wanted their recession, they wouldn't have given it to them. Right? But they kind of had to, because Ireland and Portugal and everybody's right behind them. So anyway, that said, this Goldman Sachs stuff, this is profoundly interesting. Now, Bush's last Secretary of the Treasury was Paulson. He was one of the bosses of Goldman Sachs.
Oh, is he right? Oh, I'm familiar with the name, but I didn't know.
And Timothy Geithner... He was a director of the Fed Bank in New York, right? He ran the Fed Bank in New York. But his boss, the director of the Fed Bank in New York, was a big cheese in Goldman Sachs, because Goldman Sachs, they're one of the 12 banks that owns the Fed Bank.
Right.
Now, England is a big player in this, sir. Like, Iceland owes all the money to the bankers in England.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Goldman and Sachs made out like bandits over all of this nonsense in the last recession.
Right.
And Paulson, a partner, is the one that said, give them the TARP money. And then they took the money and bought up all the banks for 10 cents on the dollar. Goldman and Sachs are one of the banks, right?
Mm.
Now, the SEC said that we are going to sue, a civil lawsuit, Goldman Sachs, because they took a bunch of these subprime mortgages and packed them all up in a derivative and then sold them to banks and other investment houses, suckered them. And then they knew what they had packaged up, and they bet against themselves that those things would lose their shirt, which they did, and they made even a bigger profit.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they sell something that was worthless, but they bet against themselves and made a lot of money. So, the SEC sued them for that. sued them. A civil lawsuit, not a criminal prosecution, a suit. And people went, oh hum, right? Then, are you ready for this? The Wall Street Journal the other night leaks on its website, they put it in a fucking paper, right? That the SEC are going to criminally prosecute Goldman Sachs. Now this is getting interesting by the minute. Now this is really, really important what I'm trying to tell you now, because I'm a player in this. Okay? Now this is really, really important. Wall Street Journal is now owned by Rupert Murdoch. He owns a bunch of your papers in England.
He does?
Oh, yes. Right? Mm. He's all over the world. He owns Fox News. He owns 20th Century Fox, for fuck's sakes. Right?
Yep.
He is a huge, huge fucking Zionist.
Yep.
Okay? Now, he leaks in the Wall Street Journal... The feds are going to prosecute Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs are fucking Zionists too.
Yeah.
Are you confused?
Yeah, I am. I'm getting a bit.
Yeah, well, so am I, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you facts, okay?
Yeah.
And I can flip you the email because I've written a lot about this. I've been writing it for days, but I haven't disclosed anything yet. I'm telling you first.
Okay? All right.
I'll probably run out of time as I'm telling you this as the battery goes, but I'll be as quick as I can.
Okay, we've got to go and eat soon anyway, but yeah, carry on.
Yeah. Okay. Goldman and Sachs.
Mm.
Canada became the 13th district of the Federal Reserve Bank in 1974. In 2007...
Right.
Harper. Remember Galloway hates Harper? Remember Harper is a Zionist?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Harper appointed a young fellow named Mark Carney as the governor of the Bank of Canada.
Mark Carney, that's a name I've heard before. Yeah, go on.
He was a partner in Goldman and Sachs.
Okay.
Mark Carney in Goldman and Sachs was one of the guys that helped the South Africans get onto the stock market. Remember what I told you I knew about South Africa and blood diamonds and shit?
All right. There's been a film about that, hasn't there? Yeah.
I know some other shit.
I'm sure you do. I'm just saying that some of that has come out a little bit.
Yeah, okay. I'm talking about stuff that's not out.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I told you about a fellow I knew named Adam.
Right.
His family made a lot of money with plastic bags.
Okay.
From blood diamonds. I don't know if I told you about that or not. Anyway, Mark Carney, former partner of Goldman and Sachs, governor of the Bank of Canada. Now, on March 10th, the U.S. attorney filed my emails under seal. March the 10th, 2009.
Okay.
The U.S. attorney notified me. On March the 13th, he pled guilty. On March the 16th, I called all the offices of the governor of the Bank of Canada,
right,
Mark Carney. And in no uncertain terms, I told his people I understood about Goldman and Sachs. I understood about him and Rotten Ralphie Goodale and Flaherty, both ministers of finance he worked for. You understand?
Right.
And I understood the game about Goldman Sachs.
Yep.
Now, that's all I needed to say, because at the time, you must have heard of Warren Buffett.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
He's Bill Gates' buddy.
Okay.
His company was a Berkshire Group, lost a lot of money in the tumble. He wasn't one of the in players.
Right.
And he was in Canada being all buddy-buddy with Mark Carney. And I'm going, Warren Buffett's full of fucking shit. And I sent it to Warren Buffett. And I even talked to Warren Buffett's executive fucking assistant, a woman. I did, right?
Okay.
Now, this is May 16th, 2006. So when you get my email, look at the dates and look at what I say. I'll say it's a rough draft. It's not complete, but I say a lot. It's a rough draft. I get very wordy, and then I have to edit it out. I just sort of let my mind roll.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And then I edit it down. And I've written so fucking much about this, I'm tired of writing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the facts. Never mind what I say. It's the facts. Now, you know how I can bag you when you visit my blog.
Right.
If you don't use a proxy or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, I called the Bank of Canada and mentioned Goldman Sachs. Within minutes, Goldman and Sachs in New York, because I begged them on my blog before, went straight to my blog without Googling to see what I had published about me and Bernie Madoff and the U.S. Attorney in New York.
Right.
At the same time, News Corporation, Rupert Murdoch. Right.
Yeah, News International, yeah.
Went the same place. Because I was also posting the shit in the Wall Street Journal's blog. And they blocked me from Wall Street Journal's blog. And what I was yipping about then was Elliot Spitzer.
Right.
Now, the YouTube I just put up is about Elliot Spitzer and Goldman and Sachs.
Right.
Now, the thing about it is, when you look at the email, you will see that I sent the email March the 16th.
Yeah.
You will see that they visited me March the 16th, and I posted it in the email and blogged it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since that time, I begged Goldman Sachs checking my work again, which you can see in the email.
Mm.
The other thing I've noticed this morning, and it seems that I'm very popular on the internet, but not on my blog.
Okay.
People want to read what I'm saying, but don't go to my blog.
All right.
And I'll send you the link to it. It's to that fella in Netherlands blog.
Ah.
Because I catch them reading my shit there. Huh?
Yeah.
So, I don't think there's any harm in knowing me, Andrew. People are very, 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 very worried, but the best time to get anything, your issues, my issues, Judy Wood's issues out there, right, is in the time of election when they all went on the gravy train.
Yeah.
Right? There might be another, there is going to be another election here in New Brunswick, and I don't think I'll run, but I've been talking to a lot of pissed off people who are well aware of me.
Okay. Right?
But, people think I'm nuts, but I'm telling you, playing hardball politics is the way to go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that.
Right.
But anyway, you take your wife to dinner. I'll send the email when I get a chance.
All right. Well, I'll have a read of it when, when I get it.
Yeah. Well, as I said, it'll just be a rough draft of what I've been yipping about. Just ignore my rant. And look at the proof of what I was saying about March 16th. Now, somebody who was clever enough to understand all that within 2 weeks was GCN, that Bill Deagle character.
Ah, oh, interesting.
And he immediately put me on the internet, right? And I didn't want to talk on GCN. I don't like Alex Jones. I made it clear, and he said, well, I'm not Alex Jones. And I said, I don't want to talk about what you want to talk about, right? I want to talk about what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear our conversation because while we were talking, I was monitoring who was going to my blog and who was listening to our conversation.
Okay.
And he and I talk about it on the net. It's in YouTube.
Yeah.
And we only talked once. Twice, actually. Two shows.
Right.
But I scared the piss out of fucking him.
I bet you did.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, jeez, it was wicked because how I got him was right after the second show.
Yeah.
This was early April. The RCMP served me a registered letter.
Yeah.
Threatening to have me arrested for helping my farmer friend. And accusing me of stuff I never even did.
Yeah.
But more importantly, while I was talking on Bill Deagle's show, this was April the 7th. This was before Who Flew broke out. This young fellow, Alexander S. Jones, was calling me.
Yeah.
And I caught the CDC, Center for Disease Control.
Yeah, they'd been on my website as well, actually. Yeah, I think I had them on one time. Yeah, go on.
They were on my website while I was talking to Deagle.
Funny, isn't it?
Now, when I sent that and the PDF file of what I just received from the RCMP to Bill Deagle, and I said, we should talk ASAP.
Yeah.
And that young Alexander Jones sent me an email and said, yeah, they're after me too, Dave. A $1,000 fine or something for a $5 unpaid fee. You know, they were attacking him too. Never heard another fucking word from Bill Deagle. I kept pounding on that bastard. And finally, I touched a nerve in last fall. And he said, don't send me any more emails. So I knew he was getting them. And I just kept pounding the cocksucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a Zionist, all right. There was a guy that called in, another show I was on, some guy from Rhode Island, Rick Adams. I put up my conversations with him, too, on YouTube. But this guy called in, and he clearly stated who Bill Deagle was. In certain terms. But anyway, it's not just Zionists, but I don't know what's going on with Goldman Sachs, why they're going to prosecute them, and why Rupert Murdoch would say what he did, why Barack Obama's going after Goldman Sachs. But I'll tell you this, there's a place that advises people to buy stocks. What is it, something poor? I don't pretend to know something I don't, but everybody follows them about advices to buy stocks. On Friday, they told everybody to sell Goldman Sachs.
How interesting is that?
And on Friday alone, their stocks dropped 10%.
Wow.
10 fucking percent. Based on a rumor in a Wall Street Journal's blog. I'm here to tell you, Andrew. Look out for fucking Monday morning.
Yeah. It's actually a bank holiday. It's well, it's a public holiday in the UK, so they won't be trading.
Watch New York.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if that, the timing of that is, you know, probably nothing to do with it in this case, but...
It could be everything.
The fact that it's a public holiday here, does that make a difference to this set of circumstances?
Yes. Now, do you know this? Like, there's two crowns, right? You know this, right? Are you there?
I'm here. Two crowds of...
Crowns. C-R-O-W-N.
Crown,
as in Queen of England. There's
two. Two crowns, right, sorry.
There's two.
Yeah.
In London.
Okay.
You know this, right?
Maybe, but I'm not sure.
All right, right behind your Parliament buildings, you got a little part of London. It's kind of like Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, there's the City of London. Yeah. Yeah, it's a separate state, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Washington, D.C. They're untouchable. Do you know who the mayor of it is?
The mayor of that... I don't know who the mayor of that is. The mayor of London is Boris Johnson, but I don't know who the mayor
of it is. No, I'm talking about the one where the Crown Temple is.
And the right, no, I don't know.
Rothschild.
Oh, really?
Lord Rothschild.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, huh?
God.
I should send you some fucking files, buddy.
So, I bet you could.
Oh, fuck, man. I've known this forever.
That is funny.
It's scary.
Yeah, well, I mean, scary funny, but I just tend to laugh at these things now, you know, because it's just all so crazy.
Yeah, well, okay, Rothschild is the mayor of that, like, and in the center of that fucking London, they have that old Egyptian phallic symbol.
Yeah, they do, the Cleopatra's Needle. It's called Cleopatra's Needle.
Yeah? And yeah. They got one in Rome, and they got one in D.C.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Well, I'm here to tell you, man. Do you know who the Antichrist is?
Oh, God. No, I don't really, but you're going to... George Galloway. I don't know.
I could send you a picture. He's holding up a lamb, its hind leg, and showing you its cloven hoof.
Yeah.
And look in his eyes.
Yeah.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Well, I mean, no, not really.
Your next king, William.
Ah, so you got him down as the Antichrist. That's interesting.
Not me. I ain't fucking religious.
Okay, well, who says that then?
Everybody. I just read.
Okay, that's interesting.
But, I ain't religious. You're like, how can I say there's an Antichrist when I don't believe in Christ, right?
Yes, yeah.
However, I am smart enough to know that other people believe that he's going to rule the roost and do all kinds of bad shit because he believes it.
Yeah, that's, fair enough.
These crazy people make me nervous, Andrew.
Yeah. Well, this is it. You just don't know what you're going to actually end up doing, do you?
All right. Now, you have your concerns, right?
Okay.
You must have seen the pictures of, like, William Cohen or George Bush, certain people, when they took their picture with the flash. Have you ever seen those pictures?
Some of them.
You saw their pupils, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've already studied them, you know? Things like, you know.
They're oval shaped.
Yeah, so I've heard. I've heard things like this, but I've never really looked and checked myself, you know? But go on.
Well, here's how to check for yourself. You have these concerns, right?
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm just Dave, and I attack anything I don't like. If it's a dog or a fucking alien or a bitch, you know, I just hate everybody. I'm diplomatic about it, right?
Yeah.
It's not an issue. I know things I know for sure. But I have never done this because I don't dare go to town. Everybody hates me. The last time I went for a movie, they had a fucking roadblock up for me because I left my cell phone on. Huh?
Sweet.
Well, yeah. Do you know why I did it to fucking roadblock?
No.
The cops trying to seize my driver's license and my car. I dialed 911 right in front of the bitch. She throws my license and stuff back at me and says, just joking. And I said, well, I ain't. And I'm reading her badge number on her hat because she won't identify herself.
Right.
And the cops say, oh, the badge number doesn't correlate with the person.
Boom. Oh, fantastic, yeah.
Her badge number is 127. She's a real pretty blonde and a lesbian. I know who the fuck she is. But anyway... But all that said, you take your wife to a movie sometime?
No, not really, no, but she goes out. Go on, yeah.
Well, sometime when you go to a movie, I've been told to do this, okay?
Yeah.
My thing's beeping up quick. Leave the movie theater before the lights come on, before the credits roll.
Yeah.
Go outside the theater. Stand by the door where people are exiting.
Yeah.
You know, in the hallway where the lights are.
Yeah.
And while the theater's still dark, watch the people as they're exiting the theater.
Yeah.
And try to look them in the eye.
Okay.
Look for those oval pupils before they have a chance to readjust for the light. Now you and I are popos. Pupils will be real big and round, then we hit the light to go smaller.
Okay.
Theirs will go from oval to normal.
All right.
check to see for yourself. I've never seen it. I'd like to see it, right?
Right.
To satisfy myself. I don't know if it's true or not, Andrew, but it is interesting.
It is. I mean, I've heard these things just like you. I'm just like you. I've heard it. It's interesting, but I've not actually witnessed it myself, you know?
Well, that's... they say about 10% of the people it does that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to go any farther and say what's behind that, but it is fucking interesting.
It is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to lose you. You go away. You take care of your family.
Yeah, we're just going to... I'm downstairs now serving up the food. I've got my wireless headset on while I'm speaking to you, so I'm doing two things at once.
Well, you have a good day. I'll send you an email when I get a chance.
I'll have a look and try and... Yeah, I'll try and follow up on it, yeah.
That's your tip of the day, but while there's an election on, I take advantage of it.
Very interesting, yeah.
Toodaloo.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Yep.
You take care. Bye.